Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Is Common Core rotten to the core? We're going to discuss this today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Barber with our guest on the phone line, Linda Harvey, who is president of Mission America and a talk show host of Mission America Radio that covers the state of Ohio. Linda, you also have a 3-minute program on Moody Radio, correct?
Yes, it's a couple minutes now, but yes, it's all over the Moody National Network. So,
well, you are reaching people far and wide with your wisdom, and Linda, thanks for being on today. We really appreciate you being on. Now, tell us real quickly about Mission America. What is your focus of Mission America?
We've been in operation since 1995, and we're a Christian pro-family organization trying to educate people about the cultural issues of our day that the mainstream media is not covering.
Now, you focus heavily on child advocacy and countering groups like Get GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, radical progressive organizations that seek to indoctrinate children. And now, Linda, you have investigated thoroughly and been very involved with exposing some of the very negative aspects of Common Core. Could you give us a summary of what is Common Core? And then let's talk a little bit about what's wrong with Common Core.
Well, Common Core is basically a national program that was developed by the National Governors Association, and 45 states signed on to this curriculum, basically. And a curriculum, of course, is just what kids are taught, but it's not exactly a curriculum. It's standards, which is more general than a curriculum. But 45 states signed on right back a few years ago when all of the big economic crisis was hitting our nation and all of the states, and they were looking for money, frankly, because the Obama administration jumped on this, and it's called Race to the Top, if you've heard that program. What they said was, hey, we've got these Common Core standards developed by the National Governors Association and a bunch of theorists, like people from academics, but not a lot of educators, and also business interests like Bill Gates. And the Obama administration said, let's decide that we will promise the states money. We'll call this Race to the Top, but we aren't going to show them the standards yet, and that's going to be Common Core. All these states signed on, 45 of them actually, signed on to Race to the Top, sight unseen, to then be able to plug into this yet unseen set of standards called Common Core. I hope that's clear enough, but I'm trying to digest this for everybody.
Very clear. Now, and again, you're emphasizing the fact here that these 45 states signed on to an Obama initiative, and in many of these states, we're talking about Republican governors as well here, correct?
Yes. And that's the interesting thing. You know, when you're desperate for money, you'll do all kinds of things, and people, and here's how it was sold, is that, you know, when you have people like Bill Gates involved, you think this is to, you know, improve standards and increase our competitiveness in the world market and all this, but they hadn't seen any of the standards, number one, and number two, they were all going to be the same, and everybody was promised, oh, no, these will just be standards. You can choose the curricula, that's the specific lessons and textbooks and all this that go with it. There's a little problem with that, however, in that one of the pieces of the puzzle is that you sign on to this this general Common Core group of standards, and you can choose whatever you want that goes with it, but we have these tests, they call them assessments, that will be coming in, and you have to decide and commit to taking these tests to measure the effectiveness, again, for this global competitiveness and all of that. So they've got you. You know, they've got these, we would call them tests, but they call them assessments at the end. So you really have to plug in certain pieces of lesson planning and teaching along the way. So it's really not up to every state and local school board to decide what they want.
So it's a one size fits all approach. They're taking a game of semantics here by saying, oh, these are just standards. It's not really curricula, but really, in order to pass the so-called assessments, you have to show that you've actually taught the students the curricula that they prescribe, correct? So it's really a game of semantics.
Correct. And then, of course, along the way, what people are outraged about is a lot of different things. You find that the curricula are seemingly, there's some things in there that seem to be very challenging. Actually, they are vague and confusing, age inappropriate, and left-wing ideology. I mean, things that lots of parents would go, what are you teaching my child this? For instance, what ends up happening is that Prentice Hall has a whole group of textbooks that people in Florida have been outraged about that are very, very favorable to Islam. And then just amazingly enough, that just fits right in with Common Core. They have English language, ELA standards, and math. It's divided into two parts, but social studies falls in there under the ELA. So, you know, Prentice Hall has these pro-Islamic textbooks. That just happens to fit. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so it's steeped with the progressive so-called indoctrination. It's being taught in a one-size-fits-all approach. So it's not, we're not just talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic here. And they couch it all in terms of what? Literature, history, and then put in all this this kind of left-wing propaganda and kind of weave it through, right?
Exactly. And the other thing that happens is that, and we can perhaps get into this more a little later, but the literature selections, many of the local communities have been outraged when they have gone through and discovered that some of the literature selections are graphic, sexually explicit, and promoting, again, a mishmash of corruption, all kinds of corruption for our kids. And then there's another whole element to this. There's a data collection requirement that you're supposed to collect a lot of data, individual, very personal, family and child statistics, and that the schools are going to keep track of this. And, of course, the schools then plug into a national program. So a lot of these, you know, your family's religion, their political affiliation, your child's sexual orientation, if declared, those are the kind of things people are going, wait, what is this all about? This is indeed a federal top-down program, whether they will admit to that or not.
Okay, now Linda, we've got about a minute and a half here. Give us some of the information about some of the age-inappropriate material, reading and so forth, that is being injected this. And we'll talk more about it at a later date. But tell us about some of the age-inappropriate stuff.
We have the English Language Arts section of Common Core ELA has an appendix that has these suggested what they call exemplar texts, and you go down and you look, you know, through by age group. You go down and you think, oh, I recognize a lot of these. You know, there's a lot of classics in here, but there's two aspects to that. Inserted in there are some wildly inappropriate materials. One is Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, which is a sad, sad tale of an African-American girl and a whole several families growing up many decades ago in Lorain, Ohio, which is, you know, close to, you know, my stomping grounds here, so I'm thinking about that. But it's been a controversial book since it came out in the early 70s. Very graphic. It describes the assault of a 12-year-old girl in graphic detail, and more.
Okay, well,
and there are several others.
Well, thanks, Linda. We are going to continue this conversation on Common Core very clearly here, ladies and gentlemen. Common Core is rotten to the core. And folks, you know, Liberty Council, we are here on the front lines to try to help educate parents, teachers, administrators in public education about their rights. Common Core here clearly is pushing a radical leftist propaganda, trying to indoctrinate children into that mindset. And I want to encourage you to go to lc.org, ask for the Patriot's Handbooks. We have Patriot's Handbooks on religious freedom in public schools, where parents can become educated about their rights, about speaking out against this kind of age inappropriate material, sexually charged information, and much more, pushing radical Islam and so forth. Go to lc.org or give us a call at Liberty Council, 1-800-671-1776. Stand with us as we stand against Common Core.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.